Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you decided to join us. And today we have a great show. We're switching it up just a little bit. We're talking fashion, we're talking business, and of course, men's lifestyle. But today, Dennis and I, instead of talking primarily about fashion, we're going to dive into the world of NBA basketball and primarily the bomb that LeBron James dropped on the world by joining the Los Angeles Lakers this past week, and also how that impacts the business world, and also how it relates to us personally as being fathers, and also being sports fans, of course. I think you'll enjoy the discussion, and if you're a fan of basketball, I'm 100% sure you will enjoy the discussion. Also, we have a special guest. James from Oxford Row is with us. And if you don't know what Oxford Row is, you want to stay tuned. Keep listening because they have the most amazing, luxurious neckties and pocket squares that are handmade in Italy. Guys, this is some high quality neckwear that you will want to hear about. And also, he gives some great entrepreneurial advice for those that are kind of on the fence about starting a business, thinking about it, but haven't quite done it yet. Now is the time to get in the game. Follow your dreams. In fact, in the interview, just to whet your appetite, James uses the term passion project. And that is so fitting because a lot of us are sitting on million-dollar ideas, but we are afraid to step out there and do it. This interview by Oxford and Row will inspire you and also make you want to jump on their website and get a new necktie. Guys, get ready. Buckle up. We're talking basketball. We're talking LeBron James. We're talking men's fashion with Oxford Row. Let's get started.
Hey, guys. Let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey, Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome, everybody, to another live episode of Let's Gentlemen Podcast. Myself, Dennis Styles, and I'm here with my co-host, Richard Taylor. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, glad to be here. Always fun to get on the mic and talk about things the gentlemen love, man.
Yeah, so today, guys, we're going to mix it up a little bit with something that, you know, I love as much as I love fashion, and probably about the same, which is sports. Now, it's summertime, so you guys know one of the most the funnest times of sports right now, especially the NBA, is after the season's over when free agency frenzy takes over pretty much. Besides the World Cup, that's the biggest thing on right now. So what do we have right now is right off the bat, as soon as the free agent starts signing, we get the biggest fish in the market signs with the Los Angeles Lakers, and that is my friend LeBron James. 4-year contract. You could, you know, get out after 3 years. I guess the max of 145, something like that. So that's going to be very interesting to see him in purple and gold, Rich.
Man, that is something that I'm excited to see. I think it's a good change. He had to get out of Cleveland. They took that thing about as far as it was going to go. And it's time to blow that team up and start it over. But LeBron in L.A., I mean, it's a match made in heaven. You got a guy that's high profile in a big, high profile city, man. It's perfect.
Exactly, man. When you think about L.A., Rich, you think of Magic, Kareem, Worthy, Kobe, Shaq, West, pretty much so many great players have come in and they made a legacy for themselves. And I understand LeBron is probably towards the tail end even though he's still the best player in the world, surprisingly, at 34 years old. Signs a four-year contract, so this is pretty much his last up, Rich.
Yeah, you know what? He set himself up perfectly, and, you know, I'm going to get to my take on it, but I think this was more of a strategic business move than a basketball move. And once we really get talking, I'll tell you exactly why I feel that. But for him to go to this team that needs a lot of rebuilding, but their Magic is retooling it fast. You know, by the time this goes live, we got a whole new team. I just saw breaking news that they waived Randall. They picked up Rajon Rondo. Yep, they picked up Rajon Rondo just a few minutes ago, and they're talking about bringing Cousins to the team, and one way or another, they're going to get Kawhi Leonard, I believe. So this is an overhaul, but man, it is working in his favor, so it looks like the chips are falling perfectly for him.
Oh, wait a minute. Stephen A. Rich just broke the news. Wait a minute, Rondo, who had a superb season last year with the Pelicans, is going to L.A.? This is going to be big, because that's what you consider a true point guard. And the only issue I have with Rondo is he can't shoot a lick, and as you guys know, LeBron needs to be surrounded by shooters. So how do you feel about that whole dynamic, though? Let's talk a little bit about, you know, this funny aspect of, you know, LeBron is here in L.A. Let's actually talk about the team. I do not see a three-point shooter there. Kuzma can't shoot threes consistently. Brandon Ingram is not a three-point shooter. Now you have Rondo, not a three-point shooter. How do you feel about that?
That's one thing I'm worried about. They have surrounded him with a lot of guys. There's more playmakers on this team. There's guys that can get their shot, but you're right. They can't step out behind that line and consistently knock it down. Another thing I'm really worried about is Lonzo Ball, their number two pick from last year. Now, Rondo is pretty much what Lonzo Ball could be. They can't shoot. They're pass first. They're playmakers. But I think bringing Rondo in, you don't bring a guy like that in to sit on the bench. So I think either Lonzo, I'm going to predict he's on his way out for a trade, or they're going to slow his development and let Rondo kind of coach him and be an understudy to see what a true all-star pass-first point guard could look like. But I think there's some more things in the works, man. Magic is not done dealing.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? You just made a great point, man. There's no possible way they're going to have Lonzo in the same lineup, let alone the same squad. You have two point guards that can't really shoot. Great facilitators, but can't shoot. But wait a minute. You know what? They might be... Maybe the Spurs are asking for Lonzo Ball in exchange for Kawhi Leonard.
That could be what's cooking, and hopefully by the time this airs, it won't be too late and everything's revealed, but a lot of fun to kind of speculate on that team. They also need a center. I don't see one on the roster right now. I need a starter. That guy, he's good for spot minutes. You know, he's a backup. He's a veteran. He knows his role, but, I mean, I can't see that guy playing over 25 minutes a game.
He's just not focused all the time, so you can't have him on the floor in fourth quarter big spots.
Now, you know what? We talked about the hoops, man, the X's and O's. I could go on all day with this. We're both basketball junkies, hardcore. I want to bring in another aspect of it that a lot of people are overlooking, and that's the business aspect of it. I saw something in Forbes magazine. It says LeBron signing with the team automatically boosted the income in the LA area by over $490 million overnight. Man, so that's economic impact number one. I mean, I just want to think, actually just kind of want to hear what you think about that.
Well, I mean, LeBron is one of those athletes, one of the generation, whatever you might feel about it. No, I'm not a big LeBron guy. I think he's a diva sometimes, and I think he throws his teammates on the bus. But one thing about it, think about this, Rich. The whole arena, Staples Arena, full of celebrities. So think about, I mean, they haven't had a winning team. All the big markets are off right now. Chicago, L.A., both New York teams. So this is going to do to L.A. is bring back what they've been missing for a very long time, Rich. And I think it's going to be excellent for the NBA to have one of the big markets back as a, you know, not a title contender, but a, you know, playoff contender.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only thing I don't like is that I'm on the East Coast time zone, and man, there's no way I'm going to be able to stay up and finish out one of those LA Laker games when they're coming on during the week and you got to get up in the morning, because man, they're going to start at 10:30. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Well, you could catch a half from us all, but I mean, listen, I watch the late games because I'm a Warriors fan, so I'll stay up, man, just to see what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff moving around, Paul George, staying with the Thunder, so a lot of the West is just loaded. Now, having said all of this, there's no possible way, and I don't want to hear this Vegas picking LA Lakers as the second best team in the NBA. This is ridiculous. They're not going to beat the Warriors. They're not going to beat the Rockets. And any other West team, any other big-time West team, it's not going to happen unless they can call on them.
And you know what? There's something about Vegas, man. They always know stuff before we know it. And that's the only thing. I don't know how they know, but they know. And I think they feel they're betting on Kawhi Leonard coming over to the Lakers. And if that happens, then they are right there on the heels of the Warriors. And the only thing that prevent them from getting over the hump is chemistry. But if they can gel quickly and everybody can know their role and find it and be comfortable with it, look out. It's gonna be a Western Conference Finals to remember, man.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question real quick before we end it. You know, the Spurs and the Lakers have a history together that goes back 20 years, man. Why would the Spurs, you know, give them this prime possession and help them out?
Well, the thing is, yeah, no, I agree 100%. It's like helping out your worst enemy. But the thing is, they're in a position where nobody else around the league is going to make that trade for Kawhi simply because he said he's going to the Lakers next year. So if he's going to the Lakers, I mean, they have no choice to let him walk, get nothing for it, like what happened to Oklahoma City when KD walked out the door. You had nothing in return. The cupboard's just bare. Man, that hurts. That hurts your franchise. You know what you have to do? Suck it up and just take what you can get. And if that means Lonzo Ball and some spare parts, then you take it.
Yeah, I think that's what they want. I think, real quick, I think the Spurs want a combination of Lonzo, Kuzma, and a couple of draft picks.
The only guy, if it's me, I keep Kuzma. I let Ingram go. I give him Lonzo and Ingram. I keep Kuzma. If they really push, I guess, you know, I got to keep one of those young forwards. But
you have to keep Kuzma.
Yeah, Kuzma's got a bright future. I can't see them letting him go. Hey, before we go, we got a few more minutes. I want to get your thoughts on this because I've been thinking about something pretty much all day. Once the news broke about LeBron going to L.A., a lot of people just looked at it from the basketball standpoint. Again, like I said, I saw something from the business standpoint. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. We're both fathers, and the thing that I think LeBron is doing is really establishing a legacy for his son. You know, Dame Dash always says, you're hustling for your last name, not your first. And I think that's exactly what LeBron James is doing. By going to the Lakers, his kid, right, Bron Jr., he's enrolled in one of the top basketball programs. They're grooming this kid to go right to the NBA out of high school. Number two, the money that he's getting with his production companies being out there and being able to work with Magic and now being able to work with Kobe Bryant, who's also in the film industry now. And this is something I think he's setting himself up to really make that dream of his of becoming a billionaire come true. And I think he's doing it for his family. And that's one of the reasons I'm a LeBron fan, is he really seems like a good guy, a family guy who gives back. But I want to get your thoughts as a father. Would you walk away from maybe a better basketball situation? You know, I think we both can agree he could have went to Houston and had a better chance to win, but he's making the long-term decision to leave a legacy for that James family name by going to LA. What are your thoughts?
Now, let's face it, guys. Don't be fooled by, you know, LeBron did not go to LA for the basketball aspect of it. I would probably say, Rich, about 65 to 70% was business. As you guys all know, LeBron has a tremendous business partner in Maverick. He's his multi-buddy, and he's also the person that runs I guess his agency, because they have an agency with his son. They actually signed NBA players to this agency. They had a film agency, too. They're trying to produce shows and movies. I think what LeBron is doing also is his youngest, oldest son is right on track to being a tremendous player. And this high school that he's going to go to, Scottie Pippen's son goes there, and so does Kenny Moore's son. So a lot of the big time, the retired NBA players, the current NBA players, did go to this particular school. So I congratulate him. I would do the same thing, Mitch, because, you know, being a father now for over two months, I come to realize that, you know, you have to sacrifice everything for your kids, Rich. And kudos to LeBron. He's a family man. Whatever you feel about him, he's always doing the right thing. You never see a bad thing on the media about him. Nothing. Clean record, Rich.
Yeah, man, that's the most amazing part. Coming right out of high school, all the hype. The guy's never been in a lick of trouble. Gives back to the community, sends tons of kids to college for free. I mean, hats off to the guy. Now he's doing the right thing for his family. And I don't know if you heard, I'm sure you have because you're a big NBA guy. His ultimate goal is to play one season in the NBA with his son. So this contract, the four-year deal that you broke down, it brings him right up to that point. And at that point, his son could probably be right on the cusp of entering the league. LeBron will be a free agent for the last time. He could sign wherever his son went, play as a father-son duo, man, and then retire, walk off into the sunset. Man, doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I think that's probably a discussion that he had in his living room with Magic. Don't you think, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was talked about, man. And you know what? That'd be something that I've never seen. I don't think it's ever been done, a father-son duo. I've seen brothers play in the NBA in other sports, but never father and son. That would be actually just one for the record books. Yeah, just something.
Well, let's hope the kid, you know, keeps, you know, building his game and getting taller and stronger.
I can't wait to see what happens, man. This free agency, let's stick to this. Let's keep our ears open. Let's keep our eyes open. And let's talk some more sports on the show. You know, the life of a gentleman, it's about fashion. You know, we can chop it up about fashion, but we have other interests too. And I think we should let people know that we're pretty well-rounded and we'll be talking about different things from time to time. And hopefully people enjoy it. I know this was a different segment, but appreciate you being willing to do this, Dennis. And I know you're a big sports fan, so we could probably talk sports every week, but we might have to start a new sports podcast if we do that.
All right, listen, I'm all on board. Multiple sports too. So, guys, keep your eyes open. Next couple of days is going to be big. I know, Rich, you're a Detroit Pistons fan. Sorry for that. hopefully, you know, you maybe get a nice little mid-level reception guy or something like that. Small, you know, not first-tier guy, maybe a second or third-tier guy. How about that, Rich? Anybody you have your eyes on there?
Man, for the cap reasons, the salary cap, we don't have any money, so we're staying put. Man, it's Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond till for the next 3 years, and in 2 years, Reggie Jackson's contract drops off. So until then, man, only thing we can hope for is the seventh or eighth seed, so we'll just hang on to that.
All right, guys, so, you know, thank you, Rich, for coming on and talking sports with myself and all our listeners, so take care, guys.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back to my favorite segment of the show where we talk to somebody who's doing amazing things in the field of fashion and business. And in this case, this gentleman is doing both. I have the pleasure of welcoming to the show James from Oxford Row. How's it going today, James?
It's going well, Rich. Thanks so much for having me on. It's quite a pleasure.
Oh, glad we could have you. It's funny, you know, I'm a fan of your brand. I reached out to you because I saw your brand on Instagram, instantly caught my eye, and I thought, this is somebody who's doing something that has style and a lot of flair, and you guys are making luxurious neckwear and pocket squares that are handmade in Italy, and I just had to have you on, so why don't you do us a favor, tell us a little bit more about Oxford Row.
I'd love to. Oxford Row is a passion project for me. And by that, I mean, the what I feel strongly about. So before I got into what Oxarol is, which is accessories, neckwear, and pocket squares, I did suits for a few years. And what I found was, although I enjoyed that, you know, it's a great process if you ever had a custom garment, you know, the ability to pick all the details, that was a lot of fun. But for me, it was the accessorizing part that really sets apart. Once you have a great blue suit, once you have a gray suit, how do you make yourself stand out? And that's where Oxarol came in. Why Italy as far as making the ties? I chose Italy because there are only two places, if you want the best, where you go. You go to England or you go to Italy. And so I went to Italy because I wanted to have the best fabrics. I wanted to have the best craftsmen making my products. And so that's what we have here with Oxarol.
Yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people have ideas in their head. They're scared to really jump out there and make it a reality. And you said something that stood out. You said this was a passion project. So you kind of followed your heart and got involved. And the thing I like about it is you've taken it to the next level because you're using really high quality materials. Now, why did you decide to do that? Because there's a lot of people that start a brand and they kind of just dive in, and a lot of their products are not made from the fabric mills that are found in Italy or England, Savile Row, or anything like that. But you're right on par with these upscale brands. Why'd you decide to go in that lane?
Well, I always felt like if I was going to do something, I wanted to do the best I could. I wanted to offer the very best product I could. And one of the things that stood out to me was here in America, I'm based in Atlanta, but here in America, you have access to some of the high-end tie accessory makers in the world. But it's hard to get to them. You typically have to pay import duties and things of that sort. And you don't have that same experience as our European friends do. So I wanted to be able to offer that to our neighbors here in America. Now, I do offer worldwide delivery and shipping. But my primary goal was to be able to offer that North American customer the same luxury handmade garments that you can get in other parts of the world. And so, again, that's what drove me to Italy, but also to be able to have it here in Atlanta and then to be able to offer it from there.
That's a great business model. Now, what's the response been like to that? Do people notice the quality difference right away? And maybe you could kind of explain to the listeners what makes it different and quote, you know, what makes it special?
Sure. So to answer your first question, yes, the feedback I get is very good. The thing about any brand, any business when you start, is getting people to notice you. And so that was, in the beginning, my I'll call it, opportunity. And so as more and more people have actually put their hands on an Oxarol tie, made their first purchase, you find that they become repeat customers. You know, I get good reviews, good feedback from people because you can tell the difference between your big box department store tie and what you're going to get from a tie you purchase from me at Oxarol.
The second part to that question is, what makes Oxarol products different? How do people identify that they're special? Because they stand out when you see the pictures on social media, but that doesn't always do it justice.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we're ordering and getting that tie in your hand. One reason why I offer free returns, because frankly, I just don't believe anyone will return it once they get it in hand. The fabrics that we use, again, are high quality, but it's not just that. You know, texture is a big thing in the menswear market right now. So we use Shantong and Grenadine. Shantong is often, you'll hear raw silk mentioned in the same term. And it's basically, it has more of a rough texture. It looks more casual. So it adds something, an added element to what would normally just be a regular necktie, but just kind of elevates it a bit. Same thing with Grenadine. You hear that term thrown about. It's a loose weave, but what it does is just adds depth and character to it. So what I've chosen to do is add not just your traditional, you know, stripes, polka dots, things of that sort. I do have those, but I've tried to use varying fabrics and varying designs to be able to enhance the tie wearing experience, if you will. So instead of just having on a tie, that you actually feel like, you know, I am presenting myself in the best way possible.
Makes a lot of sense, and that's what really stands out to me. What I noticed is that texture, and it has that European look that a lot of times if you go to your big box stores, you're simply not going to be able to find it. And so getting something like this in the U.S. and with free returns, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, and that was the goal. So to really make it accessible. I also noticed that my price point is just a little bit lower than what you'll find from many of those retailers. You know, as a business, of course, I want to make a profit. But for me, I really enjoy seeing my customers, seeing people wearing an Oscar Road tie. It brings a smile to my face. So for me, the profit is important, but also just that experience of having people out there wearing it and being able to enjoy having that same feeling I have when I wear my favorite suit with my favorite tie. I want to be able to pass that on in general as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a great feeling to see people wearing your products. And a lot of people that listen to this show, they are wannabe entrepreneurs or people that have not taken that step yet. And I always ask for a little bit of advice from somebody who's done it. And I know a lot of times it's easy to say, just get out there and go for it. But what detailed advice or what idea could you give people that maybe they haven't thought of that are sitting on the fence right now about starting their business, but they haven't done it yet?
Well, the get out there and do it part is important, and you have to. An idea is no good if you keep it to yourself. So you have to get out there and actually do it. But before you do that, you need to do your research. I researched 6 months before I actually sold or shared what I was doing with anyone. I sampled, I think it was 5 different companies out of Italy. Yes, there was some expense involved, but you have to do this. I wanted to be able to present the best product I could to my customers, and the only way to do that would to put my hands on it. So you got to do your research. You got to figure out who you want to work with. You have to learn every single thing you can about it. So then once you actually take that next step, which is to just get out there and do it, then you'll have that confidence of, I know what I'm talking about, I know what I'm doing, and then you can just go for it from there. Even if the business doesn't work as you would like it if it doesn't start out the way you would like, that initial learning experience, those mistakes that you're going to make because you're going to make them, use those as valuable learning lessons as you move forward in your business so you can continue to improve the next day.
Man, that's some great advice. I like that you did the research, probably had to test, you know, what fabrics were going to work, what suppliers you wanted to work with. That's some great advice because by doing that, you kind of put yourself in a better position to succeed. And so that brings me to this question here. How long have you guys been around and what's the future look like for Oxford Row?
Sure. So Oxford Row officially opened last year near beginning of December. Now before then, like I said, roughly around March or so of last year, I started buying sample products, testing out things, wearing them myself, giving them to my friends, having them wear them to kind of see how the fabrics would perform, you know, once you've tied it and taken it loose. Would the silk retain its natural characteristics? Would it keep wrinkles and things of that sort? So from that point to November, December, was the development stage. So we went live in December. So it's been roughly 6 months. I just concluded my anniversary sale, my 6 month anniversary, which really was nothing more than an opportunity to be able to share the joy that I've experienced for the last 6 months with the general public, with what has become so many friends through this Oscar Road adventure. So it was just an opportunity to give back to them a little bit by having a bit of a sale. I offered everything on the store for up to 40% off most items with 30%, and I just wanted to be able to give that back. So that concluded last week. Right now I'm working on my next line, which will come out roughly middle of September. I think everyone's really going to like it. So what I did the first time around was try to get more of the basics. So not your traditional basics, but to bring it forward a little bit, modernize those basics a little bit. But this time we're going to go a little furthermore. So they won't be your true basic pieces, but these are going to be that date night piece that I really want to impress someone's necktie. That's where we're going next. So look for those October at the latest.
That sounds good. It's nice to see you expanding the line, giving a lot of variety. I mean, there's a lot of people with different tastes, so you're kind of hitting them with the traditional and then going a little step further. I like that strategy. That's really good. My question now is, you've got the accessories, you've got the neckties, you got the pocket squares. Are there any plans to expand, or do you think you'll kind of stick with the products that are, you know, one size fits most, I like to call them?
So there are a couple of areas I'm going to expand into. I'm going to offer a bespoke tie line. Now, to still be neckties, but it'll be fully bespoke. And by bespoke, I mean in the truest sense of the word. You hear that word a lot, and typically what people mean is made to measure. You take a garment from a pattern, and then they make it to your specifications. And by bespoke, what I'm saying is you're going to be able to pick how wide your tie is, how long your tie is, you know, whether it's hand-rolled or whether it's self-tilt, any of those other kind of turns.
Wow.
You're going to be able to, that whole process, whether it has a monogram, it's going to all be your tie. So we're going to do that. And I'm also working on something else as far as storage for ties and pocket squares. I don't want to get too much into it because I'm very early in that space.
But sure.
That around September as well.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And the fact that you get to pick all those details, that's great, because there's a lot of guys now, they like the wider ties, and maybe you don't want to mass produce those, but yeah, if there's somebody that really likes that, they can go there or thinner, whatever the case may be. But the fact that you're giving people options, that's really amazing. Now, lastly, before we close out, I always like to ask people this, and you seem like somebody who is a well-rounded gentleman, so this will be a perfect question for you. What does living that life of a gentleman really mean for you personally?
Wow, that's a great question. So for me, being a gentleman to me is just treating people well. And you know, we have rights, and people always talk about their rights and what they're allowed to do and things of that sort. And you do have those, but you don't always have to take them. For me, being a gentleman is about looking out for yourself and but your fellow man as well, trying to make sure that things go well. Even in a situation where you feel like you have to project strongly, you can still do so in a proper way. My wife and I have this conversation all the time, and the thought is you can say anything to anyone. It's just the way you say it. And so for me, that's a big part of being a gentleman. Now, it also goes into the way you dress and things of that sort. But more than anything else, it's more about how you treat people.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thought. You're exactly right. And it's great because I think you've taken some of those principles that you just talked about and you applied them to your business. The way you're treating your customers, hey, offering free returns, the level of customer service you provide, and now with the ability to have a truly bespoke experience with a necktie, man, you guys are really doing some amazing things. And so what I'd love for you to do is let people know how they can follow you on social media and also your website so they can pick up one of these new ties. And I definitely want to do that myself.
Rich, first, thanks for your time, Rich. We do try to treat people well. Customer service is big thing. I think it's important that people know that their business means something to you. And so that's something that I really try to make sure that everybody experiences. So as far as social media, I have Facebook, a little Twitter, not a whole lot, but a little bit of Twitter and Instagram, and they're all going to be Oxford Row. Just if you search in any of those sites, just Oxford Row together, all one word, OXFORDROWE, Oxford Row with an E on the end. I'll come right up, and I would love to have anyone follow me. I welcome any feedback. I love to interact with my customers. That would be great. I do have one small present for, if you will, for your listeners. Just another way of saying thank you for taking the time to listen to me and learn a little bit more about my brand. As I said before, I just had my anniversary sale, and it did conclude yesterday, on Sunday, was that July the 1st. But for anyone who listens to your podcast, through the end of the week, so that would conclude on, I don't want to tell anybody anything wrong, through Sunday, the 8th of July, they can use the code GENTSPOD18. That's GENTSPOD18, G-E-N-T-S-P-O-D-1-8, and they'll get 25% off of anything they ordered, any full price item that they ordered, there are several items that are on the site that are already greatly reduced, but they'll get 25% off simply by using that code. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to me.
Hey, we truly appreciate that generosity. One last question before we close out. I meant to ask this earlier, and I don't want to leave without asking it. How did you come up with the name Oxford Row? It really rolls off the tongue and sounds very classy.
I'm glad you asked. So when people ask, they always think, first thing they hear, Oxford, they hear Row. They think very, it's British, it's English sounding, you know, it's a Bill Row type of thing. It couldn't be further from that. It's actually two streets. It's where I grew up and the first home I owned. I say it's where I grew up and where I actually grew up. So I combined the two together, and that's where Oxford Road comes from. It just has sentimental meaning for me, and so it just reminds me of where I come from and where I would like to go. That would be the story behind it. It's just a sentimental name for me.
Man, that's beautiful. Yeah, that sometimes that's the best, you know, when it has a sentimental meaning, it means more to you. It gives you a little bit more determination, a little bit more drive to make sure that it's a success. And it looks like you're off to a great start, and I think you're going to have a lot more success in the future. And we're happy to have you on the podcast. I'm sure you'll be on a lot more different podcasts and media outlets in the future. So thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you again, Rich, for having me. It was great.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you could come along for the ride with us. We always say that we're trying to start a movement of guys that want to do better, represent themselves better, represent their family better, and just all around make themselves into the total package being a gentleman. So hopefully we helped you achieve that just a little bit today. We had fun talking about NBA basketball. As you can tell, that's something we're passionate about. We could talk about that for hours, and definitely in the future, I think we'll mix it up a little bit more and talk a little bit more about lifestyle items as well and things that we're passionate about. That way you get to know us as hosts a little bit more and also get a different perspective and another way to think about things. Hey, that's always good, right? Also, a big thank you to James from Oxford Row. As I mentioned in the outset and through the interview, their neckties and pocket squares are very luxurious, handmade in Italy, and we discussed why that is so important and also why you should pursue your dreams as well. James is doing just that. He's off to a great start, and we can't wait for that fall collection to drop. I know I want to get my Oxford Row tie. I hope you get yours. Guys, could I ask you a favor before we close out? I always ask this, but let me remind you, it's only going to take about 30 seconds of your time. What you need to do is please rate, review the podcast. All you have to do on iTunes is go to leave a rating, leave a review. We have about 100 right now, but we want to get up to about 150 reviews. It's going to take about 30 seconds of your time. Give us your honest opinion, your feedback, and we appreciate it. Also, subscribe to the show. That way, each week, you get a new episode delivered right to your mobile device, and you won't miss an episode. So you'll always be in touch with us from the Gentleman's Podcast. And another way to get in touch, follow us on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast. Remember, if you have a show idea, a question, a recommendation, or you have a brand and you want to be featured, get in touch there. Don't be afraid to reach out. We're highly interactive, and we look forward to interacting with you in the very near future. Guys, as always, the show would be nothing without you. So we thank you. And until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.